sorry we're late, we had a technical difficulty with the phone. Is everyone ready? Okay, good evening, everyone, I'd like to call our council meeting for April 28th, 2021, to order. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag, please. Our pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic, so we can stand. Okay, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess. Councilwoman Hess? Thank you. Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
Councilman Chapoli.
Here.
President Randall Sharp.
Here, and Madam Clerk, I would like to take a moment of silence to honor and pay our respects to Mayor Richards for the loss of his mother and their family. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. And also, and everyone who's had any cards and flowers and baskets and everything that came to my house, please, I wanted to say thank you so much. It was greatly appreciated by my whole family, and we could feel the love from everybody around us. All right, thank you. With that being said, second reading, ordinance 2021-05. This ordinance is the Borough of Lillwood in Camden County, New Jersey, prohibiting the operation of any class of cannabis business within the geographic boundaries and amends Chapter 365, Section 15H of the Borough of Lillwood Code. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding second reading of Ordinance 2021-5.
Yes.
Madam
Mayor, can you explain again what the...
One at a time, please. Now, who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Jenna.
Can you explain, Mayor and Council, what the rationale is behind this ordinance?
The rationale is...
It's very simple. We don't want cannabis in our town.
Okay, and how do the Lindenwald constituents feel about that? Do they want cannabis business in our town?
Ma'am, first of all...
This is Sarah
Bellman from Trouble One in Richardson. Okay, in regards to this ordinance, the state of New Jersey didn't give us an option in this matter. They give you 6 months from the passing of this ordinance to either opt in or opt out. Unfortunately, we have no clue on how this is going to work. We would rather wait until some of our surrounding communities that are going to jump into this head first without any guidance find out what they're doing before we decide to opt in. But once you opt in, you cannot opt out. So we chose at this time to opt out based on that fact.
Right.
That's not entirely true, sir. You've got 6 months to opt out, that was put out in August. And that's why Jack Brown, the director of the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, the executive director for the state, is advising towns not to opt out at this point because there's really not even a program to opt out of.
Unfortunately, Trevor, you're wrong. It is a program, and it does say that we have 6 months to opt out, which is August, like you said. But unfortunately, if you don't opt out, you can never opt out. So right now, we chose to...
That's not true either, sir. The limit is 5 years. It's not a never approach.
All right. Well, anyway.
My question is... With 78% of Lindenwald voters voting yes on the bill, and with unique position that Rivendell has yourself should be in terms of public transit. Why would we allow the opportunity for the surrounding municipalities to get a head start in this business, in this industry?
Ma'am, I don't know how long have you lived here? Could you please answer me that?
I can, but I'm not sure
of the relevance. Right, the relevance of this is this community was known as L-Town, Little Camden, it was on the news constantly with police shootings and drug dealings and all this other stuff that's going on, and we finally have cleaned that up with the consolidation of all the way. And right now, we're not looking to go backwards. We want to find out everything we can before we make the commitment to jump into this.
And I think that is smart, but I think there's an opportunity to do that without, you know, immediately or effectively enacting a ban. We have a few months, you know, to do research, consult, to find out what we don't know.
Okay, well, I think we'll find out more when we get the towns that are doing it, and it won't be like Colorado or any of those other towns that have all these big problems.
Okay.
Right, anyway.
How interested is the council in what the constituents of the living world would like?
No one else has said it is anything to be about staff in this community.
I understand, but you don't have to write it, but I have a petition that's been signed by 80 people in the last 48 hours asking that Link opt in to the program.
And as far as that petition...
I'm going to let that go a little longer before you present it, you know, in paper to the council, but maybe you're not hearing it directly to your face, but there are people who feel this way. I think the 78% of women will voters that voted yes on this bill, Can we
confirm
from that
a large portion
of women
will be
supportive?
Okay, ma'am.
What's the legal avenue for the candidate?
Okay, one question. How many people voted in the last election?
I did.
I know how many people did. So I'm just saying, out of those 2,000 people, you're saying 78% of those 2,000 people. But there's over almost 20,000 people in the election. So.
Mm-hmm. How many voted for you?
That's just 2,000 of them.
Well, I'm just saying, if we're saying that their votes are invalid because only small percentage voted, then that would apply to other people.
All right, all right. We're off topic here. Does anybody else want to speak about this candidate issue?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. Yes, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything
about this. I don't know anything about this.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't know
what it means.
Is it
cannibalized by
the town? Now, this is the legalization of marijuana and being able to sell it, to deliver it, and take it to your neighbors and everything else.
Cannabis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I think that's what we get cannibalized by.
No.
Okay. That's
because
that's
not
understand. So
are
we for or against it?
Yeah. Well, the council is against it, but these people are for it.
Well, I think that
Just help them in charge of driving high. There's no law for that right now. There's a lot more things that have to happen. I agree with the mayor and the rest of the council. We need to sit back and watch and see what happens. These people who are going to sell cannabis, they can't deposit their money into a bank. So you have a high risk of robbery and other things happening at those stores also.
Can everybody mute their phones because we're getting a lot of feedback here? Unless you're speaking. All right, is anyone else?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes. My name is Hugh Giordano. I'm a union representative for the 392 Commercial Workers Union, USPW, what we did. The USPW is the official labor union, which represents cannabis workers, proceeding to sale, both medical and adult use. And we're here to stay against this ban. Cannabis in New Jersey is a state good being job, proceeding to sale, as part of this 10-day state law. Not only on top of that, it creates good union trade jobs, IBEW, which is electrical workers, carpenters, steam centers. All these jobs will be done. The shelter to sale will be unionized jobs. So the ordinance attacks working class people within the world and attacks the working class period. It takes away the opportunity for living wage jobs, healthcare, sick time, vacation time, dental, retirement, and other union benefits. That will increase the middle class within Linden Wall. I understand Linden Wall very well, because my job represents many facilities. So I understand how hard folks have worked to make it a safer, more robust community. But cannabis is not the devil. Cannabis is a well-regulated industry. These industries are not only that, the security, most of the security currently right now in New Jersey is our retired police officers and more veterans. So it creates jobs for retirees as well. These are the most secure facilities, more secure than any CBS array in Linden Wall, I can guarantee you that. Also, banks often are not working. The unions are working with cannabis facilities to make sure that there is banking, and we're also working on a federal level as well. So that is improving, and that's part of the state version edition. What I would suggest is before passing the ordinance, I have two suggestions. One, I offer an opportunity for the entire council or any part of the administration to visit a common operator, a unionized operator, the Garden State Dispensary. You can see the whole detail process. You join up, you know, see if you do that. You aren't part of it. The second thing I would suggest is to look at the city of Bayonne within it. The city of Bayonne, a pretty big city, and just like you, has looked at the same urban issues of people not having jobs, and they decided to allow it. They paid a very conservative money, only allowing a couple of facilities, but it's the start. It sets up parameters, too, to make sure that the people that move right into the town have good standards, labor standards, environmental standards, security standards, so you can theoretically create your own application process and have full control of who enters into the renewal. I would suggest myself just tabling it until you have a tour, until you look at the women, and you have more discussion from the community. I would really appreciate that. Please don't attack union jobs. Please don't attack the middle class. Please stand up for working people, specifically in Canada. Thank you.
Anyone else? Seeing none.
I would like to speak, please.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, my name is Jamie Sandsider. I'm from Palmetto, New Jersey. I'm with Jesse LaCrosse, 501c3, a nonprofit advocating for medical cannabis patients' rights and acceptable. Sorry,
can you hear me? No, you went very light, very just okay. I can still hear you. Go ahead. This doesn't affect medical. This doesn't affect medical marijuana in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. I would like to also remind council that 67% of the state voted for recreational legalization, and it's also overwhelming one of the largest numbers in the state of your constituents. 78.36% voted for recreational legalization. I don't think that they voted for it and wanted to go an hour away for it. You have plenty of bars and liquor licenses in your community, and I don't understand why something would be stigmatized as such. When, you know, your constituents won it, 78.36%.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you guys do.
Okay.
Excuse me?
They won't have to travel an hour away. There'll be many towns, I'm sure, that are nearby that won't be an hour away for them to purchase it if they want it.
May I ask you speaking, please?
My name is Council President Cheryl Randolph Sharp.
How many barbecues do you have in your tornado cycle?
Ma'am, I don't know offhand. We have quite a few.
Okay, well, these are the cases. Did you have votes for those to pop up in your community? Because those are the cases that have the fentanyl and the oxycontin and the Percocet and the clonopin.
Let's get back on topic.
I have an endocannabinoid system in my body, and there was a plant also that is on this earth. And I would hope that you would stop your community from having access to it. I'm frequently there with restaurants and traveling between cities for outreach and volunteer work. I think it would be perfect.
Thank you.
I hope that you do take the union representative up on their offer. It seems like there's a lot of misinformation and slow reefer madness on the council that I hope they would embrace the time to educate themselves and make informed decisions, especially for when it's for an entire community.
All right, thank you.
Or that's your constituent.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on the issue? Go ahead and open the floor.
Yes, this is Edward Lennon-Bryan. I'm also with PeopleCross.org. We're glad to be here in New Jersey. We advocate for disabled people and for conversation. You said it doesn't affect medical cannabis. Where have you decided where to put the medical cannabis dispensary in your town?
Nobody's approached us in my town.
Okay. I would consider taking care of the sick people, because it does affect medical patients, because people in wheelchairs need access.
Not recreational marijuana. This is all about recreational marijuana. It's not affecting cannabis that helps the sick people. All right, anyone else have anything to
say? No, I'm not sorry.
I'm sorry.
It does allow for medical dispensaries, but that's great. The driving issue, there's no test for oxycontin in Rosicota. We're not out in arms around those people driving on that road, but there's no test for that. There is a test. If you're driving erratically, you pull them over and you give it a test. That's what you do for cannabis. You test the same test. And a lot of stats we've seen are wrong. A lot of stats we've seen are not considering alcohol readings in those stats. So we need to make sure you're getting the right stats and the right information that we get.
Doesn't this give us the opportunity to look at those things and see those things before we make this decision? This gives us time we need to look at it. And you want us to just jump into it and not have anything not to look at.
We want you to take the time to opt out. It's not that we want you to jump into anything. You're the one jumping by opting out immediately.
Okay.
You have until April 21st. Please don't buy your constituents.
August 1st. Yes. You have until August 21st to become the form.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything to say about this? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Yes.
Take a motion for 2021-05, second meeting, adopted, and public support of the law.
And second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnott? Councilwoman Sinnott, I didn't hear you.
Councilwoman?
Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Councilman Stipoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Okay, next up, Resolution 2021-99, applying for the 2021 Local Recreational Improvement Grant. Entertain a motion, please.
Motion for Resolution
2021-99. And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnin?
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
At this time, I'd like to open meetings to council. Anyone from council have anything they'd like to bring up at this time?
Yes, so we're going to finish up. Tammy Bryan has been a favorite to City Council. You can sign up in my circle. So also, we're accepting walk-ins. You must be 18 or older. If you're 16 or 17, you have to be vaccinated and decide you have five. Tammy County has a dilemma. If you're a senior, and you need assistance making an appointment, call 856-870-3220. The site will close on Wednesday through Saturday throughout May and reevaluating from there. And that's all I have at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on council? Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Thank you, I'm done. I didn't get the numbers today. I didn't have time. I'm sorry. It's the first time.
Just two things. The food pantry will be open at the Duckard. Food pantry will be open at the Linden Wall High School gym parking lot on May 5th from 6:30 to 4 p.m. And the Linden Wall Arts Night, which will be hosted at the amphitheater, will be May 20th. They're encouraging you to bring a blanket or your chair. You'll be refreshed and sold. It's a fundraiser for the Senior Scholarship Fund. And the rain date is the following day, May 21st. The rain goes to 20th. And that's all I have.
Okay, the only thing I do know is I know we're over 2,000, and I believe it's 23 cases as of right now. And we had one more death, which is right, but 23, I think it is. All right, with that being said, I'd like to...
Oh, there, wait, there.
I'm sorry.
Whoa, I forgot one thing. I'm sorry. We got a letter today from the state and congratulating us on the excellent job that we did for the census during the COVID epidemic. So kudos to everyone who came out and helped us try to drive the numbers, either by on the parking lot or the job that we did with Peter Dawn and Brenda and the rest of the staff. For coming out and volunteering and helping to make those numbers. New Jersey actually scored 500,000, they exceeded 500,000 people over the last decade. So, you know, it was difficult times, smack dab in the middle of COVID, and we were able to get out and do, you know, the best that we could. So I wanted to say thanks to everybody, especially for Dawn, for spearheading that.
Thank you. Anyone else in council? Okay. At this time, I'd like to open a meeting to the public. Anyone from the public who should speak, please state your name and address to the record, and please keep it under 5 minutes.
Diane Gaffieri, 637 Fifth Avenue.
Hello, Diane.
In the first half, the residents had a big pull document on everything has. And I know the borough has a new team that wants to grab it after 5 minutes. Wouldn't it be nice to see the borough kicked off and see on the fence? Like, why don't we have to do it as the borough? Why do residents have to take it along themselves?
Unfortunately, Diane, in the past years when the borough did do them, and we had the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts and all of them, none of those people showed up. They were all out there because of election time. So, unfortunately, that's all I can say. Anyone else? It means that it was all taking pictures and putting a logo on Facebook that we're out here doing this. That's all. That's what it was all about. When we did it, we didn't have people going out there taking pictures and putting it on Facebook. We did it because that's what we needed to do. Well, unfortunately, you didn't hear that. So what? Anyone else?
Yeah. Sarah Bellman, 12 Elizabeth Street, speaking on that,
Our community at Village of Timber Creek is looking to do a trash pickup along Laurel Road. I know there are two areas where there are municipal litter bins placed along that road. And I did reach out to the Public Works Department, but I wanted to see if we could work with the borough. I know there's two aspects to this. One is litter from the road, from people walking to and from the shop and not having adequate litter bins. And the other issue is the housing complexes here. Specifically, you know, we the residents of Village of Timber Creek are acutely aware of the inadequate dumpsters, the numbers of them, the accessibility of them. We're trying to work with our association to address the issue, but is there anything, any support that the borough can offer to help us encourage the management for our community to provide adequate dumpsters and access?
You have to take that up. You have to take
right now.
I was going to say, you have to take that up with your management company. And we have to offer the program if they decided not to be a part of it.
That is very important. I'm
trying
to hear that.
If you need trash bags running outside like that, I'm sure you can reach out to Public Works. And I've seen them. I've heard them before about, you know, help with that issue.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Anyone?
Oh, I'm sorry. The second thing we're doing is we have a bike library in our complex. It's just a group of bikes. The kids can use, take it, return it anytime they want to. And we've been in talks with a big little library project about getting a big little library here as well. And what we'd like to do is potentially expand this program to the 25 complexes in Lindenwald so that kids have access to these resources right where they live.
That's fine. We have three little libraries all throughout town. They've sprung up all over the place. It started with our public library first. And then they've moved to schools. There's a couple of them at the schools. They're great things.
That's great. We want to be here
to
support that. Thank you.
All right. Anyone else in the public listening to? I'm sorry, one at a time. Go ahead.
Just waiting for a seat to win.
Jamie Mansgarver, Greenwich Avenue, Harper, New Jersey.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm really kind of ashamed for you guys. I feel like you're missing your constituents and people believe that you have to do this to protect them, and it's actually quite the opposite. You have until August 21st.
Ma'am, this issue was closed.
There are not any licenses even being spoken about until, at the very earliest, the following day, August 22nd. There's no one coming into your town and doing anything that you disapprove of. There's nobody doing anything. Nobody can do anything. You just made a hasty move, and not only did you make that move, listening to your council speak about candidates, they are incredibly misinformed. And that's horrifying, knowing that they are stuck in deeper madness and stigma and racism,
ma'am,
while they're making uneducated racism for an entire community. I would also like to clarify the ordinance that I'm looking at. It says prohibiting the operation of any cannabis business within the geographical boundaries of Lindenwald. Can you please explain to me where that exempts medical?
Ma'am, this issue is closed. We're not even talking about it anymore. Thank you.
This is public comment.
Yes.
I think you lied, and I think you just passed something and bamboozled the community, and
ma'am,
we're going to have to do something about it.
Ma'am.
Medical is not exempt from what you just did.
Next. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Prohibiting the operation of any plant of cannabis business within the geographical boundaries of Lindenwald, Camden County, New Jersey.
With regards to recreational
marijuana.
There is
medical exempt in that ordinance.
Medical marijuana has their own ordinance. Next.
Okay, Mayor. It's been over five minutes this woman has had.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Next.
I
Mayor, turbo shot, 805 North.
Hold on, Trevor. Joe's first. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Joe and Joe, 25 Georgetown Road, Bentonville. We have a new company taking care of our condos at Chanco. They told us they want to have the lawyer and maybe some board members that talk to you about their stash and compensation. They haven't said anything to us about it. Just had a meeting last night with them, and they didn't say anything about a meeting with us. And I just wondered, did anyone meet with anyone in Lindenwald about the trash, about getting compensated since we have our own company coming in and doing it?
No, they chose to terminate the service. That's all we know about it.
Okay, because they tell us the lawyer was going to talk to you, and our president of the association was going to talk to you, and the trustees, and nobody.
They sent a letter in regards to what was going on, and they said that they were terminating the service at the end of whatever the month was that they terminated the service. That was pretty much the gist of the letter.
All right, so here's another great company we hired again. Okay, and thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, Trevor, you're up.
Thank you, Mayor. Now, first, I want to offer our condolences for your loss. Sorry to hear that. Two quick things. Prior to COVID, you guys, for the first time in at least the 25 years I've lived here, has put a townwide yard sale on the calendar. Is there any discussion of returning to that topic?
We've talked about it a little bit, but it has nothing been decided about as yet. We're still waiting for everything to see what the government
does. Okay, gotcha. No, fair enough. We see a lot of surrounding communities hosting their own community yard sales, and wondered if you guys are going to revisit it. Gibbs Road is actually this weekend, if anyone's on a call and wants to visit there. But next is, we were asked about the park stage. Is there any movement there on that, Mr. Jackson? I'm sorry?
Can we go back to the yard sale? This is a couple we have.
Sure.
I'm the one that got the yard sale. We didn't do it because of COVID, and then by the time I seen all the towns having them, I was just following my own that it was too soon to put signs up for people to prepare for a yard sale. So I was looking to make these events now because summertime's coming and people are gone all weekend. That we would do it in the fall. Is that good enough?
No. I mean, any of it would be good for us in terms of a community building exercise. In the fall would be great if you don't want to do it during the summer, sure.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be much of a turnout during the summer months. So, I mean, if everybody else has another opinion, maybe we could try it in the summer. I just don't think it'll be a good turnout. That's why I was starting to do it. You don't want to get back to school sometime in September or something like that.
No, that's fine with us. Like I said, I just put it out there because we had seen it on last year's calendar. Just wondering if you guys are going to revisit it, that's all. Next is on that park stage, if there's going to be any update on that. And Mr. Jackson has some sort of update as to the posting of listing of parks and playgrounds in town. It still seems to be dominated by baseball and that alone. So if you're interested in any other park and recreation activity in town, they're kind of...
How do I? No, we're actually interested in water. The problem is being coaches. So I have to give it to the public that we need people to step up these coaches. We have a woman with 300 children out there, but the last time they play soccer, we don't have anyone that can step up and be coaches.
I understand that, Mr. Jackson, but that's actually a separate topic from what I'm asking about. I'm asking about the listing that we discussed of all the parks and playgrounds in town and pictures. You guys have an update on that.
Right. And I think I reached out to you that you have taken the pictures. Now we're waiting to update the website. But the pictures have been taken. We're just waiting to get the website updated.
Okay, I'm not sure who that correspondence went to, sir, but it certainly wasn't me. The last thing that we were asked about was Farmerwood.
Hold on.
I think I updated you on that. So we do have the list of all of the parks and we were waiting for some grittery so that the picture will look a little better, so that it will represent what the parks really look like. So we're working on it. We haven't forgotten. We just didn't want to put the list out without having the pictures. And I do know that Public Works is working on that now. So it should be updated soon.
Okay, next.
That's great, Donna. Thank you for that update. The last topic, real quick, is on Harbor Woods. We continue to see great improvements out there, at least aesthetically. Just out of curiosity, two things. One, is the name going to remain, or will it become some other name?
No, it's going to change. So as of today, all of these have been filed, and it is now owned by one owner, and is owned one property, and it actually should be a joyous occasion for us, because this has been, you know how long it's been, Trevor, you lived here 25 years, you know how long this has been, and I saw through our community. But it's done as of today, so...
I'm surprised you guys didn't add some sort of congratulatory remarks at tonight's meeting. That is an amazing feat of accomplishment.
No, that's... things will be coming.
Okay, cool. Any idea on what the new name is?
I have no clue at this present time. I'm going to be reaching out to them tomorrow. So I will ask them if he's had any ideas. He did say the name is going to be changed.
Okay, that's cool. And the last question about Arborwood is in regards to the pilot program. When we had asked about that back along, you had indicated that this is actually going to be a windfall for residents because you weren't able to collect tax revenue from the properties before, but now that it's one owner, you're actually going to gain, I think the number was somewhere around $480,000 in this first year. Is there any sort of report or documentation that we can follow that highlights what that money will be used for?
What the money's going to be used for? It's going to be used
to the general account.
It's a fairly big thing. And when you hear the budget at the end of it, next month, you'll see how it's offset a little bit.
Okay, Matt,
you're going
to have maybe 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm not
putting down the council, Mr. Foley. Thank you so much, sir, for your condolences. I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, anyone else from the public wishing to speak?
Yeah, hi. Yes. Steve Jones, the 25 years down there. One more question.
Go ahead, Joe.
Has anyone spoke to Cashin about coming into Georgetown to pick up large items, mattresses, or, the refrigerator stuff or anything like that?
You have to call Public Works. Okay?
And Public Works said no, they're not coming in.
Well, then that's based on their decision that they made at your conference. I don't have any clue on that.
Joe, we received a letter, so this is Dave Capazzi. We received a letter a couple months ago just indicating that we're terminating all borough services at Georgetown. And as Dave Capazzi, we pulled our dumpsters, and that was the end of it.
Wow.
But
see, at our meeting in December, of 2020, December 17th, they had told us they were going to talk to you about that and the trash. And they haven't talked to you at all about anything.
They just said they were terminating service and they pulled the dumpsters, and that's what we did.
Okay. This is just one little thing I have for Councilwoman Sineau. She does the senior citizen. I have a young woman here who's like 71 and just had shoulder surgery. And she has a large TV that she wants to get rid of, but she was turned down by Public Works to come in and pick it up. There's no way she can handle it. She's got a son, and somebody's going to probably come over, but I thought, is there something that senior citizens can do to have that taken care of? There's no way she can pick it up and take it outside.
Not that I know of, unless they donated to a company or somebody who will come and pick it up.
Yeah, well, nobody wants
these old TVs,
these big old TVs.
If I might interject, Pick Up Please is a veterans organization, and they'll pick up anything and find a way to make it useful for the organization.
Okay, we have a taxpayer here, she's 71, and she has shoulder surgery just recently that week. went away. She lived over it. I just wanted to let you know, and I just wanted to find out.
Joe, let's get there.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, Joe, if her son can, if her son can take it over to public works, she can get rid of it at public works. We just not allowed to pick it up by law.
Right, so that's, you know, I just
thought
maybe
this is a little bit of a castle. If you want to send it, Joe, if you want to send him,
I think I do have more great
help,
but
I can't really cancel. Joe, if you want to send him name and address, Joe, listen, if you want to call Debbie tomorrow, give me her name and address, and I'll go over and pick it up and put it in the back of my truck and take it over. Okay? That's fine.
I know,
young
man.
That's fine. Okay, just let me know. That's all. And I got another. And I just have to make sure that we're all safe with our masks and stuff. That's all. Alright?
Thank you.
Send information to Debbie. Send it to Debbie. Alright, anyone else in the public? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain those for term. I'm sorry. Is somebody else?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Name and address, please.
Hi. Yes, sir. Jeff King, 2406 Parkway, Newtown. I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to upset you. I just want to respectfully, kindly, lovingly say that I would prefer to you talk to any of the cannabis businesses. There's a lot of upside to it. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public? Seeing none?
Hi, this is Danielle Britton. This is Danielle Britton, 507 East Elm. I just wanted to comment on the community cleanup. It was stated that he felt it was for the purpose of smoking cannabis. I just want to very bluntly say that that's not what it was about. And we have no control over candidates that come and take this and post them. Community and the gathering of many neighbors and students that really had an enjoyable time and that were engaging with our local businesses. And it was actually a really wonderful day that had a lot of wonderful just examples of people working together and looking different and having different backgrounds and
we greatly appreciate everything. We appreciate everything you guys did. The place looks great. All the roads that you did look wonderful. And I greatly appreciate that. But like I said before, when Diane said, when we were dealing with the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts and all the other organizations in town that would take a road and sign a road for them, and nobody else wanted to help. Nobody. So I'm just saying, it just looks funny when you go to Facebook and it says, candidate such and such is going here, and candidate such and such is helping him with that, and it just looks funny. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody by that, but unfortunately,
I personally can't speak for any candidates and what they did, but that was one that I was part of and organized.
And I appreciate that, and I should have been more sensitive to the issue with that. But like I said, we used to do this for years. We did cleanup twice a year, and nobody came out except the little organizations that were there, and they would do the same stretches of roads that everybody else would do, and nobody would help, even when we asked. So anyway, I thank you very much.
I completely understand how the meeting
that is. It's a question, yeah.
I understand how it changes that you don't do it anymore. But things do change again. And we did have a positive turnout this time. And I hope that we can see that when we're going to continue
our culture. And so do I. Because like I said, it looks beautiful. You guys did a great job. I saw them out here myself.
Thank you. The kids, honestly, the kids were amazing. They were so much fun. And the kids were saying at the end, like, when is the next one?
I'm just glad that it helped the football organization out as well. A lot of those kids need the funding to help their tuition to that. Okay, anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain the motion. I'm sorry, somebody.
I would like to speak.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hi,
name and address, please.
501 Elkhorn Street, Ripple.
Yes.
would like to know what the difference is for the, that you have a state saying that medical cannabis is exempt.
The state ordinance, ma'am. It's a state ordinance.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else in the public who can speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Make a motion to,
close the public. Close the meeting. And a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.